How are you?
Tired.
Well, this is your time of the year right now, especially with the convention coming up. I know that you're excited to kind of get the ball rolling.
Oh, we'd like to finish the ticket up and then have that Snyder ticket filled and head off to victory in November. And we're rolling down the tracks pretty rapidly now. We just need to pick up a few more passengers.
Well, it looks like there's a little thorn in your side and perhaps the Republican Party side, is so much so that L. Brooks Patterson, the Oakland County executive, is calling for a probe of that mysterious Tea Party that really is trying to, put the clamps on the Republican Party by not allowing you to have your convention in peace, if you will, and also trying to get on the ballot. And it's thought that if this Tea Party's candidates gets on the ballot, that that's going to take away votes from the Republican Party. And I wanted you to comment on that.
Well, I don't believe that the Stefik fake Tea Party is going to be able to interfere with our convention. They haven't done anything to do with that. And in fact, the real Tea Party folks are participating in convention. Many of them are delegates and alternates. I mean, we're hoping that we'll be hundreds of them. I know they're doing a caucus the night before, and you know, we've welcomed them in. We've made space for them. We're real pleased because these are activists who are conservatives and share our values. So the people who are really the angriest about this are the Tea Party folks, because, as we all know, this is the Democrat Party, again, perpetrating a fraud on the voters, trying to put candidates on that are not Tea Party folks but are Democrat operatives, creating a fake party with three people to really try to fool the voters into thinking that if they're voting for the Tea Party, they're voting for the movement and everybody understands and is seen on television and so forth.
Well, you had mentioned that before, Ron, and I asked Mark Brewer yesterday flat out in three different ways, is the Democratic Party behind this mysterious Tea Party? Are they supporting them? Are they funding them? Are they happy with what's going on? And he, in each and every way, said, no, we're not a part of that. We're not involved. We're not funding them. We're not supporting them. How do you react to that?
Well, I recall those same words were used 2 years ago when there was a ballot initiative, as you know, that should make 35 changes in the Constitution or 32, and he absolutely denied involvement until the Mackinac Center found an Internet communication and website that proved it, and as you know, they pulled back. So I'm afraid that the paid operative over there who runs the party has to say what he has to say, and he was caught before, and I believe that if we ever were able to get depositions, we would catch him again. So there's no reason for this group of three people to have been able to raise hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy these signatures to pay for attorneys. By the way, the attorney that they're paying for is the same attorney that the Democrats use quite often on their election issues. Isn't that just a coincidence?
Ron, is this dirty politics?
This is about as dirty as I've seen, because it's perpetrating a fraud on the voters. I mean, they're being led to believe. Now, the Tea Party folks will know all about. I mean, they were at the Board of Canvassers meeting. They're protesting this. They know it's fake. It's all those other people out there who, if they haven't listened to the radio or read the newspapers, they won't know. And if they go to the polls and they feel disenfranchised and they're pleased with these activists who are out there and espousing the same values that they do, they may just vote for the Tea Party person, believing they're voting for somebody who really believes what they do. And of course, they won't be.
Well, Ron, how were they able to get this power, if you will, to the point where they almost froze you out of the process and made you a delegate? And how do you combat that?
Well, first of all, I wasn't frozen out. I wasn't a precinct delegate, and therefore I didn't have precinct delegate preference. And I ended up being the 35th person on the list. In fact, I was pleased that people recognized me, because all the delegates, precinct delegates, had to be put on as delegates before me. So I didn't even go to that convention. They asked me if I wanted to put my name on and have a vote. I hadn't even thought about it, quite frankly. And I welcome them there. I wish I had been 64th or not on at all. That just meant there were more people who are going to be there that are interested in this process. I'm going to be there anyway, and I think I'm a little bit interested in this process. So, I mean, my predecessor never was a delegate to the convention, but I've been involved in Washtenaw politics for a long time. So, yeah, that's just something that somebody wanted to talk about and say somehow or another that was snuffing me. But as I said, that was something we welcomed. We wanted as many folks participating in this process as we could.
Ron Weiser is the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, and you're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Well, let's talk about Rick Snyder's running mate, Brian Kelly. He's 33 years old. He's a state representative from Portland. Why was he Rick's choice?
Well, you'd have to ask Rick that, but I believe it's because he shares Rick's values. He shares his enthusiasm. He shares his integrity. He has some business background. He was a banker before he decided to head into this public service arena. He was a leader in the House. He headed the campaign committee as a freshman House member. He's been an extraordinary asset to our state already, and he brings a different generation into this political game, and that's good too. I mean, there's all us old folks like me, and Rick's got some gray hair too. I mean, to bring in young people into this process, I think allows them to have a seat at the table and a voice that might be a little bit different than my generation's.
Well, Ron, I know you've heard it time and time again, and I heard it again yesterday on the TV via an interview with Virge Bonero. And once again, he was talking about how Rick Snyder in his business practices has outsourced his outsourced jobs. He talked about documentation, which proved this was which was presented at a debate. It looks like that's what we're going to be hearing over and over and over again as we go into the election. I just wanted you to react to that.
Well, I think you're going to be hearing a lot more. I mean, there's nobody who can have a business career for as many years as Rick and not be involved in lawsuits and other sorts of things. And then you'll be hearing the lies. I mean, like the sleeping judge of Justice Taylor. I mean, Justice Taylor never slept. What they showed in television was a reenactment. And the very person in the case that was represented that was sitting across from him, Jeffrey Figer. Does anybody believe that he could have fallen asleep in Jeffrey Figer and it wouldn't have been all over the newspapers? Well, you know, there seems to be no limit on the party on the other side. I mean, the truth seems to not be important anymore. Winning is the only thing that's important. And the fraud that was perpetrated then, the fraud with the Tea Party that's going on now, there'll be more frauds against Rick Snyder. He created a lot of jobs. And this is about the future. He's been running small businesses and starting them here in Michigan for the last 12 years. That's creating jobs here in Michigan. When he was at Gateway, it grew from 900 to 10,000. So, you know, if some people, when he was on the board, were shifted out of here in order to have the company survive, would it have been better for it to have gone bankrupt and everybody lost their job? So Virge Bonero needs to start pushing that, because what jobs has he ever created other than a government job? Has he ever created any job other than a government job? Has he ever worked in the private sector in any business? He doesn't know anything about creating jobs other than taking taxpayer money and hiring somebody. That's not, I think, what the people of this state are looking for as far as leadership. They want somebody who has experience in doing it. So there's, I think, a solid answer and a solid comparison between those two candidates.
And then finally, Ron, Governor Jennifer Granholm is on the record as saying the lack of legislative experience and the opportunity to create relationships in the legislation had hindered her in trying to be the governor for the state. And Rick is going to face that same roadblock. How does he get past it?
Well, he just brought an experienced legislator onto his team, and he will be able to bring others. But more importantly, he's a CEO. And that's one thing Jennifer Granholm wasn't. Jennifer Granholm was a lawyer. She wasn't a CEO. She never ran anything either. I mean, she ran a government office before she had this job. And the ability of, let's take a look at Mr. Mulally. He came out of making airplanes and is now making cars. And I think he's doing a darn good job. So bringing business practices to dancing, could it hurt things? Well, things aren't going very well right now. I don't think they can get any worse. So I think the voters are going to give it a chance to see whether it can be run better. Look at Mitch Daniels down in Indiana, who brought his business practices to Indiana. They're kicking tail on us every time we try to compete with them for a new business opening. So I think I forget whether I'm a Republican or not. What do I want to do it the same old way and have the same old results, or do I want to bring in somebody who can do it in a new way, who has a proven record of creating jobs? And if it means outsourcing jobs in order for this state to survive, if it means, in other words, we have to cut our government payrolls, just as Gateway had to cut their payrolls in order to survive, then we need somebody who will make those hard decisions.
Ron, thanks so much. We appreciate your point of view, and we'll be talking with you soon.
Thank you. Always a pleasure talking to you.